Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy Tuesday and happy 2015. This is a special edition. It's a special night, a special time for Complete Chocolate Couples Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stephen Anthony King, and as always, I would like to give a special shout-out to my beautiful wife and co-founder of Complete Chocolate Couples, Mrs. Tina King. My rock, my everything. Thank you, baby. I love you. Our mission here at Complete Chocolate Couples is to empower, enrich, and celebrate healthy and positive relationships in the African-American community. And to all the supporters of the show, thank you for your continued and ever-growing support. And if you are new to the show and this is your first time listening, welcome. Sit back, relax, and experience the movement that is Complete Chocolate Couples. We have a fantastic show for you tonight. It's Relationship Live Q&A with Stephen Anthony King. Quite often on our Facebook page, which is quickly approaching 40,000 members through our meetup group, Complete Chocolate Couples, which has about 300 couples. And just on our email, we constantly get questions about relationships. What we're finding is that a lot of the questions that we get are very common. So if you're out there and you're going through something, don't think that you're the only couple that's going through it. It's quite likely that the whole world is going through something similar or has been through something similar. And we're here tonight to address some of the most common questions and give some solutions for them. If you're listening to the show online and you'd like to call in, please call in to area code 347-850-8726. Make certain that you press 1 and you will be put in the queue to go live with your question or your comment. All right? So right now I'm going to bring on my lovely wife, Tina. Tina, are you there, sweetheart? Waiting for Tina to come in. Hold on 1 second. And once Tina comes in, we will be able to jump right into some of the questions that she has compiled. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, our chat room is open. Tina, I think you should be live now, sweetheart. Are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, fantastic. Right. Hi, baby. How
are
you
everyone.
Doing?
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
You sounded
Hi,
sexy.
Everyone.
You
Welcome
got a man?
To the show. Yes, I do.
All right. So, Tina, you, over the last couple of days and throughout just rummaging through our inboxes and our emails, you've compiled some of the most common questions that our couples send to us. And those are some that we are going to address tonight live on air. Okay?
Yes.
And again, if you want, if you're listening in and you haven't had a chance to ask your question, you can go on live, 347-850-8726, and we will be taking questions from the listening audience. So stay tuned, as well as our chat room is open. So if you are listening on live, join us on our chat room. Tina will be womanning the chat room, and she will be taking questions from that as well. So, T, what type
Yes.
of questions have you come up with that you find are most common? We're going to talk a little bit about those and give some solutions, if we possibly can, to help out our listening audience. So
okay.
Let's jump right in and let's try one of the first questions.
Okay. So the questions vary. The very first one that I have for you tonight is, I'm married 13 years and my husband cheated on me for 2 of those years. I constantly think of what he did. It's been over a year now, and it still hurts. I chose to stay with him and work this out because we have 2 children and have built a life together, and I don't want to just end it with him. I don't want to just end it with him, but how can I truly get past this without constantly being angry or resentful?
Wow. Wow. Great question.
Yeah.
Great question.
Yes.
And before I answer that, you know, we may have some new listeners to the show who are saying to themselves, well, what qualifies you, Stephen Anthony King, to be able to answer questions like this? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Stephen Anthony King, as well as his wife, Tina King, have formed Complete Chocolate Couples, and it is an organization designed and committed to an empowering healthy and positive relationships in our communities, all right? Not just by going out and saying, keep black love alive, but we have both become certified relationship coaches. I've gone under the tutelage of the Tony Robbins life coaching system as well, and the Certified Coaching Federation's program. We've been married 7.5 years ourselves, and I personally have gone through a host of bad relationships. So along with knowing what to do in a relationship, I can share my experience on what not to do in a relationship, okay? This is our mission. We are committed to it, and we are here to help individuals and couples get better at what they do. So let's jump into this question, sweetheart. I'm married 13 years, and yes. Please repeat it one more time.
Okay, sure. I'm married 13 years, and my husband cheated on me for 2 of those years. I constantly think of what he did. It's been over a year now, and it still hurts. I chose to stay with him and work this out because we have 2 children and have built a life together. And I don't want to just end it with him, but how can I truly get past this without constantly feeling angry or resentful?
Wow, wow. And I'm certain that this happens to a lot of people out there. I don't want to just say women, although it is, in our experience, more common with women being cheated on by the men instead of the other way around. First and foremost, I commend you for wanting to stay in the relationship and work on getting past this, in spite of, obviously, the intense pain that you have gone through in this scenario. First thing we have to understand is that if you want to stay in the relationship, and I'm looking at this, Tina just sent this to me, okay, all right, I chose to stay with him and work this out. Okay, I chose to stay with him and work this out. If you have chosen to stay with him and work this out, then you have to be fully committed to that. And the first thing you have to do is exercise a level of forgiveness. Now, a lot of people think, you know, or they'll tell you, oh, I'll forgive, but I'll never forget. There's no such thing.
Mm-hmm. Hello, everyone. I'm sorry, we're having some technical difficulties, and Stephen will be back on in a moment, please. Thank you so much for your patience.
Hi, everyone. I apologize for any inconvenience. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, but we're back live. And let's take two. It happens, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes we have technical difficulty, but I will go back over the question, and we'll get right back into it. So I'm married 13 years, and my husband cheated on me for 2 of those years. I constantly think of what he did. It's been over a year now, and it still hurts. I chose to stay with him and work this out because we have 2 children and have built a life together. And I don't want to just end it with him. But how can I truly get past this without constantly being angry or resentful? Okay. And again, as I was emphasizing, that the young lady, first of all, I commend her for her commitment to her relationship and to not breaking up the household, all right? Keeping together a two-family or two-parent household for the children is important. But if not first, because you have to be whole, you have to be okay with what's going on in that household, first and foremost. Because if you're unhappy, the children will see that, and it doesn't do anyone any good. So again, going back to the fact that you chose to stay with him and work it out is important. The last part of your question, or the most important part of your question, is how can I truly get past this without constantly being angry or resentful? All right. If anybody knows Complete Chocolate Couples, our entire format is built on spiritual principles, right? Not religious principles, but universal spiritual principles. Because if you practice any universal spiritual principle, the natural byproduct of that principle is harmony. So to give you an idea of some of spiritual principles, there's honesty. If you practice honesty with anyone, you will promote harmony. You will promote trust, and trust will promote harmony, okay? One of the most important ones that implies or that applies, I should say, to this specific scenario is forgiveness. Now, a lot of people think that forgiveness is letting someone off the hook, okay? Forgiveness is not letting someone off the hook. Forgiveness is really letting yourself off the hook. It's not carrying around dead weight or a bag of rocks, holding on to them, and constantly being reminded and reliving the past. It is truly letting go of the resentment and moving forward. Now, obviously, you love this man and you love your family unit, or you would not make the attempt to keep it going. What I want to do is read to you guys from one of the blogs that we have written about forgiveness. Okay, a lot of people have a misconception of forgiveness. So forgiveness doesn't let the other person off the hook. It frees you from holding on to useless resentments that do nothing but rob you of positive energy. And there's a saying, you can't drive forward looking in the rearview mirror. You'll crash. Let go of your resentments, move on, and enjoy your relationship like a complete chocolate couple should. Now, the question is, how do I practice this forgiveness? Well, a lot of times when people are hurt, okay, whether it's through infidelity, through, you know, betrayal, whatever it may be, they take it on themselves. And they tend to think that it was something that they did wrong. And the reality of that is, ladies and gentlemen, that, you know, this person, whoever did the wrong to you, would probably do it if it were you or anybody else in that scenario. So the first thing you can't do is own what they did. They did it not because you're less of a person or whatever they may, you know, rationale you may be coming up with, because that's what happened. We start to relive this thing, and we start to claim that it's our fault and make it our fault, which is absolutely the wrong thing to do. One of the first things you need to do is confront your partner and ask him why. Why did you do this? Okay? What was going wrong with us? Not me, but what was going wrong with us that made you do this? And find out from him. Don't attack him, okay? Because attacking him will only make him feel defensive, and he will be less likely to open up and be honest with his true answer. You want honesty. You want to find out. Maybe there was something lacking. Doesn't mean that it gave him the right to go out and cheat on you, okay? He didn't handle that part in the right way, because nobody is perfect in a relationship, all right? That's why communication is so key. But if someone is doing something wrong, it could quite be the fact that they're lacking something in a certain area. So find out what that is, and then work on it together. Express to him how you feel, but keep it on your feelings. Don't talk about what he did, and don't attack him in a judgmental fashion. You want to be able to let him know how he hurt you, how it's making you feel, and then you need to give him a list of requirements on how he can help you heal. Now, again, you can't make him do life, right? And I've been in this situation prior to getting married. I wasn't always the most faithful individual, right? And I cheated in a few of my relationships. One of them was a long-term serious relationship, okay? And that individual chose to stay with me. And for a long time, kept bringing up and throwing in my face what I did. And I get it. There were certain times or certain things that I would do that could possibly remind her of that scenario, okay, when I wouldn't pick up my phone right away, when I said I would be home at 8 and I got home at 9, when she couldn't get me or didn't know where I was. So to some degree, I had to make amends to her, all right, by regaining her trust. And that's what I would suggest that you sit down and talk about. How can he help you regain the trust? And I'm not talking about unrealistic expectations like putting a GPS in his underwear, all right? But there are reasonable you know, and practical ways that he can help you regain the trust, okay? If it means, you know, letting me know where you are, all right? Finding out who this woman is, okay? Maybe even confronting the woman and letting her know that you guys are together. Whatever it takes to make you feel comfortable within reason. Because, again, you can't put this man through the mill if you chose to stay with him. If it was that drastic, then you should have left. But if you choose to stay with him, then this can be repaired. And it has been repaired quite often with a lot of people, okay? So what I would suggest you do, sit down with him, find out why he did it. Let him know how it made you feel, all right? Thirdly, come up with a list of ways that he can help regain trust in him and in the relationship. Most importantly, and again, we're not religious people here, but there should be a sense of, or we hope that most listening have a sense of spirituality and pray. Pray. Pray for healing, not only for you, pray for healing for your husband. Okay? Because there was something wrong with him that made him go outside the marriage. Okay? And if necessary, if that's not enough between you guys doing it alone, then definitely seek some outside help. You can contact Tina and I. We also coach couples, all right, at info@completechocolatecouples.com. All of the information sent to us is kept strictly confidential, and we can assist you. There are several techniques that we use in helping couples regain trust when there's been infidelity in the relationship. But again, forgiveness is the utmost of important spiritual principle that you must practice. It's not letting him off the hook. It's really letting go of all that negative energy. It's done. It can't be undone, but you can mend the hurt and the harm. Okay? So thank you and good luck to you guys. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you are experiencing the movement that is Complete Chocolate Couples. I'm your host, Stephen Anthony King. Tonight's topic, Relationship Live, Q&A with Stephen Anthony King, or I should say Q&A with Stephen and Tina King. Tina, are you there, sweetheart?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening or if you're listening online and you have a question or a comment that you would like to talk about or have us discuss, call in to 347-850-8726. Make certain that you press 1 so that you can go live in the queue with your question or comment. T, who's next?
Okay. The next question we have is, I am the woman of the house, and I feel like I am the man. My husband does not do things that he should. I handle everything with regard to decision-making, household chores, kids, etc. He works hard, but when he comes in, he's either asleep or complaining that he's tired. I think it's laziness. I am the person that the guys doing the work on the house coordinate with. I've tried to express how I feel. He says I'm nagging. He says that I'm better at these things than he is. Is it wrong to want him to take the lead on certain things as a man?
I see. Okay. Well, it seems like we have a question of roles and expected roles in the relationship. So again, I'm just so I make certain that I get this correct. I'm the woman of the house, and I feel like I am the man. Okay. I don't know if that's necessarily true or a statement that should be made, because that implies that a man should do certain things and a woman should do certain things. So we'll touch on that in a second. My husband does not do the things I feel he should do. Okay? That's a key statement, all right? Because just because you feel he should do them doesn't necessarily mean that it's law that he should. It just means that you feel that he should do that. Okay? Let's see. I handle everything with regard to decision-making, household chores, the kids, etc. He works hard. Key point. He works hard. But when he comes home, he's either asleep or complaining that he's tired. I say it's laziness. Judgmental statement, right? I'm the person that the guys, I guess, workers, I'm assuming it's the work. Okay, so yeah. I'm the person that the guys doing the work on the house coordinate with. So you coordinate with guys who come in, contractors, whatever.
I've tried to express how I feel, and he says I'm nagging. Another key statement. He says I'm better at those things than he is. Is it wrong to want him to take the lead with certain things as a man? I'm reading into this a lot. So I'm the woman of the house, and I feel like the man. I don't know if that should if that's an accurate statement. Okay. One of the first things that I would say that we need to look at is people grow up in different dynamics in growing up in their household. Okay. Some of us grow up in a two-family household, you know, the picket fence, the dog, you know, where the woman takes care of the house, the man goes out to work with his lunchbox, kisses her at the door, they come back in, you know, like I Love Lucy, they sleep in separate beds, separate twin beds, right? It's this perfect apple pie, American dream household dynamic. A lot of us, especially in the African-American community, not all, but definitely a portion of us grow up in households without fathers, okay? Once Creflo Dollar said one of the biggest crimes being committed in the African-American community is fatherlessness. And sometimes we don't really see how far it goes. What I'm reading here is that quite possibly the husband grew up in a household, and I could be wrong because we don't have the couple on here, but quite often I remember Tina and I coached a couple who had a very similar situation where the wife felt like she was carrying all the weight, and the husband, in her terms, was very passive. And again, almost the identical words, did not take the lead. And when we dug a little bit deeper, we did find that he grew up in a household, okay, where his mother ran the household. There was no man around. So the mother had to take on the role of doing everything, being protector, provider, keeper, fixer, cleaner, cooker, everything. And quite often, when men grow up in a household as such, they tend as adults to look for women who mimic or mirror those same characteristics as their mother. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that he can't do this. It just means that he didn't grow up with this type of example as a man taking on all these household chores. What I would caution you to do, right, is to judge him and call him lazy. Because if I'm reading your statement correctly, it's saying that he works hard. But, so if he works hard, he's not lazy. It's not like you're doing all these things and he's at home watching Maury and the ball game all day. He's out working hard, okay? And maybe you grew up in a household where you did have a man or your father, and you looked at him as the protector, as the provider, as the keeper, as the fixer of the house, doing what most of us commonly call things that a man should do, all right? Now, your husband says something very key, okay? Let's see. I've tried to express this to him, and he says, I'm better at those things than he is. Okay. Now, what I would always tend to, again, the spiritual principle that comes to mind with this question and this scenario is encouragement, okay? Because if you're calling him lazy, I can only speculate, but I would probably be certain in how you're approaching him and talking to him about these things. Hopefully you're not using the dreaded phrase, be a man. That's one of the worst phrases that a woman can say to a man, okay? Because it's not empowering him at all. It's actually doing quite the opposite. It's really attacking his manhood. Again, going back to the fact that you can't call him lazy and say that he works hard in the same sentence. It really doesn't work. What you need to do, or what I would suggest you do, first of all, is stop assuming that there are things that he should do. There are roles
that in a relationship there are no set defined roles, okay? Maybe the only one is that, you know, when he uses the bathroom, he should stand up and you should sit down. That's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. But again, what I would suggest you do, first of all, is sit down and communicate in a manner that's not, again, attacking. Because in your frustration, it may come across as nagging, because that's what he's saying. You're nagging, all right? Depending on the type of job he does, maybe he has an emotionally draining job. Maybe that's why he's always tired, okay? But again, you did say that he works hard. So he can't be lazy. He's just not doing the things that you think he should do. Now, again, it doesn't mean that he can't assist you, okay? And again, the principle that comes to mind with regards to this would be encouragement, okay? And again, this is from our blog on CompleteChocolateCouples.com. Flatter me, all right? This is a quote, all right, from William Arthur Ward. Flatter me, and I may not believe you. Criticize me, and I may not like you. Ignore me, and I may not forgive you. Encourage me, and I will not forget you. All right? In relationships, it's very easy to tell your partner what they're not doing right. What you don't realize is, although our intentions may be of genuine concern, criticism will only spawn a negative and defensive reaction. That's why he's telling you that you're nagging him. No one wants to feel like they can't do anything right. A far more effective way to obtain the result you want for your partner is a simple word of encouragement. Instead of always harping on what they don't do, tell them how much you appreciate it when they do it. For example, if your husband or boyfriend has stopped being romantic, the way to respond, instead of boldly stating you're not as romantic as you used to be, or you don't do this or you don't do that, you can easily say, honey, I love it when you're romantic. It really makes me feel special, my big, strong, fine hunk of man. Okay, that part's a little bit too much, but you guys get the point. Encouragement and criticism both go a long way. It just depends on what direction you want to go. So that's, again, from our blog, but it definitely applies in this scenario. If he's not doing things that you would want him to do, don't judge him, don't call him lazy, don't nag him, sit him down and give him a word of encouragement. Tell him how it would make you feel if he helped you. Don't put the entire burden on him, because, again, from past experience with couples, right, when they're in scenarios like this, it's quite often because the man did not grow up in a household. Now, again, it's not an excuse, but it is a reality. The man did not grow up with a positive male role model showing him how to take on these tasks. And it's quite common for men to grow up looking for a mommy without even really understanding that that's what they're doing subconsciously. All right? So it's better to understand than to be understood. Sit down with your husband. Explain to him how you're feeling by taking on all these tasks. Not how you're feeling because he's not doing it, but how overwhelming it's making you feel. And then encourage him and ask him to help you, all right? Instead of just putting it all in his lap, he's already told you that he thinks you're better at doing it. So, again, a way that you can get him involved is not just to say, here, you do it, but come, babe, help me do this. But, again, don't nag, don't be judgmental, don't attack. The Bible says, a man would rather live on the corner of a roof than to live in the house with a quarrelsome wife. And I'm not getting religious, but I just love that statement because I think it's so true. So again, in this scenario, what I would suggest is, first of all, take the judgment out of it. He's not lazy. He's working hard. You say he's always tired. We got to stay away from those words that encompass everything. No one's always something. That's not the case. And you want to try to find out why he's tired. He's working hard. He's drained. Maybe he does physical labor. Maybe he does construction all day. And when he comes home, he just wants to relax. I know I have a very demanding job as well. All right?
I'm a VP of sales, and I run an entire team of sales individuals, and they are calling me constantly. I'm talking about there are times when I look at my call log, and I have logged 8 hours of actual talk time. I'm not talking about, like, you know, in between. I'm talking about actually being on the phone and speaking with someone for 8 hours. That's most people's entire days. When I come home, I'm tired. When I come home, sometimes I don't want to talk to my wife. And my wife loves to talk, right, Dee? Okay. But what I'm saying is, sometimes we need a minute to just relax, bring it down a second, and regroup. So what I would suggest you do, again, encourage him on what he is doing. You know, highlight the things that you love that he's doing and how it would make you feel if he helped you in these other tasks. All right? Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you are experiencing the movement that is Complete Chocolate Couples. I'm your host, Stephen Anthony King. Tonight's topic, Relationship Live, Q&A with Stephen Anthony King. We are taking questions that we have compiled, some of the most common questions that have come in through our various vehicles, and we are diving right into them, and some of them are really great. We have a question or a person on the line that's been holding patiently, and we're going to bring them on and allow them to speak. They're from the 201 area code, the 951 exchange. You're on the air with Complete Chocolate Couples. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, King. How you doing? This is Jersey in the house.
Hey, Jersey. How you doing?
All right, yourself?
I'm great, man. Thanks for listening.
No doubt. I just wanted to also touch on that topic as far as the woman who has the issues with her husband, as far as him being, you know, her calling him lazy and everything. I agree with you 100% as far as it, you know, mainly being about how you were raised, because when it comes to me and my wife, you know, I take on a lot of responsibilities in the house, and it's just because that's the way I was raised, you know. In my household coming up, there was no set roles, you know. So, you know, I've seen my dad cook and wash clothes and you know, do all the different types of things, you know. So it wasn't like, you know, the woman had to be in the kitchen and the man had to be, you know, out in the yard. Or, you know, it was never that type of situation. So I definitely agree with you 100% as far as it being, you know, how you were raised. And I would encourage her to focus on some of the good qualities, you know, that he does bring to the relationship instead of, you know, nagging on, not helping out in this, you know, one area. Just focus on, you know, some of the good things that he does, you know, do. You know, maybe he doesn't help out in the household as much, but, you know, maybe he is good in another area. You know, like my wife, you know, I do a lot in the household, but, you know, my wife is a little bit better with the finances because she's an accountant, you know. So I let her deal with that a little bit more so because, you know, she's on point with that. And then I, you know, step it up in the household. And because, you know, she's handling one area and I'm handling another, you know, it kind of works out that way. You know what I mean?
No, you're absolutely right, brother. I thank you for, affirming what I was saying in terms of in relationships, there really are no step roles. And don't let society and don't let TV and don't let tradition dictate your household and what the man should do and what the woman should do, all right? Part of the beauty of the relationship is finding out who does what better and how to complement one another. Now, you mentioned something very key, brother, and I thank you for this, is, you know, it's real easy for us to focus on what the person is not doing or what they're doing wrong. Tina and I have come up with what we call a relationship inventory. Right, and I don't want to get off track too much, but this inventory is something that, you know, when you and your mate go to sleep, before you go to sleep, you can take 5 or 10 minutes to go through these questions. It's a series of questions that kind of focuses on your attitudes and your behaviors
and your words to your partner that day. When you're in a long-term relationship, you know, you can really get complacent and you can stop doing some of the things that you used to do. Simple things. You'd be surprised just saying I love you or telling your wife, damn, you look beautiful today, babe, before she goes out in the street and hears it from 1,000 other men. She only wants to hear it from you. And, you know, we may be so caught up with getting to work on time and getting out that we forget the little simple things that go so far in a relationship. So by doing this daily inventory, let's say for this morning, I forgot to tell Tina that she looks beautiful. And she'll let me know. First of all, I can't forget, because if I look at her and don't open my mouth, she's going to let me know, brother. But the point I'm making is that, you know, I can forget one day, and then one day turns into 2 days, and then 2 days turns into 3 days. And then it's forgotten about, and the next thing you know, I haven't told my wife how lovely or beautiful she looks in a month, right? And not really understanding how far that goes with a woman. So this relationship inventory helps you keep track of things that you need to be doing or things that you shouldn't be doing, all right? One of the things is name five things that you appreciate about your partner today. Not long-term easy things. Oh, she makes me feel good. Oh, she's the love of my life. Oh, I love the way she rubs my feet. No, today. Because that forces you out. Because I guarantee you, listening audience, do this exercise, right? And to compare, name five things that pissed you off about your partner today. I bet you could spit them off just like that. And then name five things that you appreciated about your partner today, only today. And it's going to make you think. And it's going to make you, as you said, really start to appreciate. It's not that easy either. But, you know, you get what you look for. And most people, by nature, are trained to see the negative and what's not going right and what they're not doing, you know. And what this exercise helps you do is train yourself in the opposite direction, to always acknowledge and give accolade to what your partner is doing the right way. So I thank you for your input, brother. Without question, thank you for supporting us. God bless you and your wife. And we'll talk to you soon. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you are experiencing the movement. That is Complete Chocolate Couple. I'm your host, Stephen Anthony King. Tonight's show, Relationship Live Q&A with Stephen Anthony King and Tina King. My beautiful wife is on the line with me. And we are taking questions that we have compiled, some of the most common questions. So, T, to have some more. And, again, if you're in the chat room, we're taking questions from the chat room as well. So, T, what's the next question?
Okay. And the next question is, as a man, how would you handle a tense relationship between your mother and your wife?
Wow. Is that it?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. A tense relationship between your mother and your wife. I can only imagine, you know, and you know, it's unfair to speculate, but because the couple or the individual is not here to really, you know, dive into it a little bit further, I can only speculate that maybe his mother, you know, grew up, had him, you know, very close to the son, and it's quite common that a lot of women don't like to let go of their sons, especially letting him go to another woman. What he has to understand, depending on how tense the situation is, right, is that he is married to his wife. You will always love your mother. But once you are married to your wife, okay, you have to honor that relationship. And you can't allow your mother, and mothers can be very manipulative, very vindictive. They know how to throw the guilt on the son, and they know how to wrap him up around their finger and take control of him. But as a man, as a husband, you have a responsibility to the wife that you chose, okay? And it is the natural progression in life. Your mother has her place, and she will always have that place. But if there is tension between the wife and the mother, it is your responsibility to sit them both down and set boundaries, okay? Now, I don't know if the wife is the one causing the tension, I could be wrong, but whoever is causing the tension in this scenario, it is up to you, sir, to sit them down, set boundaries, and make certain that everyone adheres to those boundaries. Because if you just allow it to go on, it will only grow and grow and get worse and worse. You have a part to play in that, and your part is to be the referee. Your part is to set the ground rules and make sure that both parties stick to them. And you yourself can't sweat, all right? If your mom is pulling you in one direction and you see the manipulation and you know what she's doing, do not allow her to do that, because people can only do what you allow them to do. And if it's a scenario where your wife is maybe being, and again, I'm just speculating, I'm just trying to cover all the possibilities that could be going on in this scenario. Let's say that your wife is doesn't want you to spend time with your mother and wants all your attention. You got to let her know, hey, this is my mother, and I'm going to always be there for her and love her within reason, okay? It's a challenging task sometimes when you have two women battling for your attention. But as a man, you are in control of that scenario, and you, sir, have to set the boundaries. If you want some assistance with that, give us a call or email us at info@completechocolatecouples. We can find out a little bit more about the situation, and we can assist you in moving forward with that. That's intense, and again, that's quite common as well. Don't you agree, T?
Yes, I absolutely agree.
And
as a wife,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
As a wife, you also want to feel like your feelings matter, you know, when it comes to the woman that you've been the closest to besides me, you know. So it's like very important to protect feelings on both ends, I believe.
Correct. I was fortunate. God bless the dead. My mother has moved on and is in heaven. But when she was here, I'm so glad that you and her got along so well. And I appreciate you.
Me too.
For that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you know, my mama loved you, and she still does.
Yes, and I loved her. Yes, yes.
Yeah. All right, babe, what's the next question?
Okay, the next question is, married 17 years, how long do you stay if you have already checked out?
That's real simple. If you've already checked out, leave. Why are you there if you've already checked out? First thing I would say, and again, I'm not just going to be that blunt with the answer. First thing I would say is really evaluate what checked out means. Does that mean that you're emotionally involved with somebody else and physically involved with somebody else? Does your partner know that you have that you have already checked out? Because if they don't know, then you're holding them hostage. Okay? You have a responsibility, if you're just not feeling the relationship anymore, to let them know how you feel, all right, and make plans to move on. Because they deserve better than to be held hostage, because they may be thinking that things are okay and you're just not there. You need to allow them to go and live their life so you can live yours. So, again, I would definitely, with something of that nature, seek some counsel first. Again, contact Tina and I, info@completechocolatecouples.com, and sit down, because there are a series of questions that that we can have you guys ask one another and ask yourselves that can lead you to some more specific answers. All right? It may, you know, sometimes feelings can be a bit more intense than we think, and we can misdiagnose some feelings thinking that we've already checked out. But that may not even be the case, all right? So give us a call, contact us, and maybe we can assist you in really pinpointing and targeting where your emotion is coming from. But if indeed you know for a fact that you have already checked out, right, allow that other person to live their life and don't hold them hostage. Thanks. T?
Yes. Okay, the next question, we've actually received quite a few different scenarios of this question. It's the age-old question. Why do men cheat when they have a good woman at home?
Why do men cheat when they have a good woman at home? It is the age-old question. Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, what constitutes a good woman? All right. A woman may have good qualities, but there can also be some qualities that they are lacking, you know. Unless you're in your, again, and there's no consistent answer, and every answer that I'm giving you does not cover the full spectrum, but it is in our experience more likely that men will cheat when they're younger just because of the lust issue. They're really not mature enough to understand the emotional pain that they are causing women by going out and getting with other women. And I was the same way in my 20s. Let me just keep it on me. In my 20s, I really wasn't emotionally mature enough to understand the harm that I was causing. You know, my theory is I got wifey. I treat her like wifey. And then there's the side chicks, right? So, and for men, ladies, you have to understand sex, especially when you're younger, is just sex for men. For women, it's always more emotion attached to it. But for men, you know, we're just trying to hit everything that's moving. And we can hit something one night and never talk to them again and still have wifey at home and treat her like wifey, okay? But, again, as you mature, or as I matured, I started to really understand the ramifications and the collateral damage that I was causing emotionally to the women that I was cheating on. Okay, and it came to a point in one of my previous relationships where, you know, I had all the intentions of being faithful, and I did not, you know, I had gotten all the young rabbit lust out of me, and I was really ready to settle down, you know, but my needs and my emotions weren't being met. And I'm not saying that this is going on in your relationship, whoever this is, right, the good woman at home. But a lot of times women may have good qualities, but they don't really understand that they're not meeting all the needs of a man. And it goes back to that first question to some degree about, you know, the stereotype of a man and what a man should do and how a man should feel. Men have feelings. Men have needs. Men need to be affirmed. Men need to be encouraged. Men need to know that they're doing a good job for their woman. And if they're not getting this, men need to be emotionally heard. And that's something that with our rough exterior, a lot of times goes unattended to. You know, he's rough, he's tough, he's a thug, he knocks cats out, you know, right? I don't need to say sorry to him. And men sometimes have a hard time expressing that their feelings can be hurt, okay? And when a man is not being heard and when he feels like he's not being appreciated, like when he works hard and he's called lazy, okay? Or when, you know, he's always told what he's not doing, right? We, just like women, like to feel appreciated. And there's a lot of women out there, right, who will give that man that attention. When a man comes home, he wants a peaceful household. It's his sanctuary. He doesn't want to hear a lot of rah-rah, okay? We, as men, have to deal with the rah-rah in the street, especially as black men. You have to deal with it from all different angles. You know, I'm not going to make this a political show, but all the stuff that's going on in New York City, in Ferguson right now, we have to deal with that element. Okay, you have to deal with elements at the job, you know, the crab in the barrel mentality, people trying to step over one another. You know, we just have to deal with knuckleheads in the street. There's a lot of stress that is put on men's head. Come home, they want peace, or they will go somewhere where they feel at peace, where they feel appreciated. So I'm not saying this is the scenario, but I'm just giving you some food for thought. Maybe he is still that young individual who just can't get past the lust. But if he's more of a mature man, okay, and he's cheating, ask him why. Why did you do that? What's going on at home? Or what are you missing at home? Okay, it doesn't mean it's you, but what are you missing at home that caused you to go out and sleep with somebody else. But again, don't be so quick to say a good woman at home, because I'm taking that as to mean that you're not doing anything wrong. And you may not be meeting his needs, especially the most important needs. He needs to be affirmed. He needs to be uplifted. He needs to be complimented, okay? He needs to be recognized and acknowledged and appreciated, okay? T,
yeah.
Question,
okay. The next question is, my woman is very confrontational. Sometimes I feel that she doesn't respect me. When I make a suggestion, she disagrees, challenges everything, it seems like. What should I do?
She challenges everything, okay. One thing that I'll say, and this is quite common as well, okay, and this is not just for women to hear, this is for couples to hear, all right? You are in a relationship, ladies and gentlemen. You are not in a competition, okay? And a lot of times, and this is for the men to try to understand women, okay? You know, we're so hell-bent in our society on a strong black woman. Now, yes, there are strong black women, but a lot of times that title is thrown on bitter black women or angry black women or scorned and hurt black women. So there may be times where a woman has gone through some issues in the past that cause her to put up this force field and nothing can get through. Or she may still be holding on to resentments and taking them out on her current man. Okay? So one of the things that first of all, no one wants to be in a fight, in a 12-rounder all the time. And again, I just talked about that. When men come home, they need, not want, they need peace. Okay, I'm a firm believer in a man being, again, head of household. Now, again, whatever duties that entails, it doesn't necessarily, there's not one set rule. But again, in order for a man to lead his family the right way, he needs to be at peace. He doesn't need to be distracted. He doesn't need to be frustrated. He doesn't need to be stressed out at home, ladies. Please, if you want to compliment your man, and if he has a plan, if he has a mission, and if he is diligently on trying to fulfill that mission, not just for him, not just for the new pair of Jordans or the fly new BM, but for the family, then please compliment him and do your part in allowing him to think clearly and not be distracted with a lot of noise and confrontation. Allow him to be peaceful. Okay? And again, If that is the case for the men down with your woman, have patience, have tolerance, and try to get to the root of why she is so confrontational, all right? You have to understand that's not kind of a healthy spirit. There's something going on. It's not human nature to be confrontational. That's number one. So there's something going on in her spirit that is out of alignment, and we need to find out what that is and try to correct it, so that she could be at peace and harmony. And again, if it's something that's really deep, one of the major mistakes that people try that people make is trying to handle these things on their own, not having any training, not having the insight on how to identify certain characteristics, certain elements that may be causing these issues. Seek some help. All right, and it's one of the things that is lacking so much in our community. People think of therapy or counseling as a taboo, as a four-letter word, and a lot of it is due to financial reasons as well. Okay, but any couple can use some outside intervention, kind of an unbiased, emotionally unattached viewpoint that can maybe shed some light on the scenario. So again, if that's your case and you're seeking help, info@completechocolatecouples.com. We have another question from the listening audience. T, I'm going to take this question. All right, sweetheart.
Okay.
We have a listener from the 917 area code, the 478 exchange. You are on the air with Complete Chocolate Couples.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi, how are you? I have a question.
Okay.
A couple questions. My husband is passive aggressive, and sometimes his behavior is so erratic. You know, he like to fuss, he's confrontational, and it's hard to like listen and receive him because he fusses so much. And on top of that, you know, he committed several adultery relationships. And our marriage and stuff like that. It made me kind of like bitter and how to deal with him. So, and there's so much like going on. You know, he backslid. He's Christian. He backslid. You know, he spent more time with the other women than he does me. So I know it's kind of crazy that I'm saying all of this, but it's just that his behavior. And he justified his behavior based on how I don't show him affection. But, you know, people have to take responsibility for their own action. You
mm-hmm.
know, so. He's young.
Okay.
It's a 12 years difference. I'm 42. He's 30. So it's a lot. It's a lot.
Oh, okay. Okay. And how long have you guys been together?
5 years. Five years. And I've remained faithful because I'm a devout Christian. And I'm not with him because I'm a Christian and I can't find nobody. And God said no. But it's just that, you know, I'm doing it to the right time to have a release. And if I had money, I would have been left him. But I don't know. I don't know if it's a sickness that he has and stuff like that. But, you know, I just can't continue to deal with it.
Okay. Well, I think at this point, based on what you said, you know, you said he's been in several. Outside relationships.
Oh yes.
And
yes.
At home, he's
passive aggressive.
Okay, meaning he has mood swings.
Exactly. Okay. Very confrontational.
Okay, so I hope
it's
no
like
physical.
He's in a relationship. He's always blaming me. It's just like I'm always doing something. I can never please him.
Okay. So for 5 years, and you know, if I'm hearing you right, you're saying if you had money, you would have left.
Oh yeah, big time. If I had
so
money,
I mean, I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but one
I
of the questions. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions was, you know, when do you leave if you've already checked out? So is this a scenario of if you were in a better financial situation, you would be gone?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Okay. So then if that is the case, you trying to change him, I don't know if it's worth you trying to change him because it appears that, you know, you and again, this is questions for you. Do you love this man? Do you still want to be with this man?
I do love him.
You love him?
I do.
Okay.
I just think it's a sickness that he has, and he just needs help. And he said that he needs help. So that's the first thing. He did admit that he do have it. Before, he didn't admit it. But he did admit that he have a problem, and he needs help. And for me to please stay with him, you know.
Okay. Well, is the help part, I need help from the passive-aggressive and the mood swings, or is it from the adultery? Because there's two separate issues. And I don't see how the two can connect. You know, I got mood swings, so I'm going to go cheat. You see what I'm saying? So if there's some mental or emotional instability, then yes. You know, that's one thing. Okay? But in terms of cheating, personally, I don't see how that connects. But if you love him, if you love him, right, then maybe you want to do everything that you can to help him before you make the decision to leave, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if it means seeking some outside help, and I think this is something, if you're dealing with these mood swings, that's something past, you know, or above Tina and our pay grade, and maybe there needs to be some medical attention that he needs or that you seek. So find that out first. Allow him to know that, you know, you really won't accept cheating, or will you accept cheating? You said obviously you have, because he's been in several relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But there have to be some boundaries that you have to set.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to let him know, I can deal with the mood swings, but I can't deal with the cheating. Like, you know, there's three buckets that Tina and I have come up with,
in regards to a relationship. The first bucket is things that we both agree on. Okay, so that's the cool bucket. Everything, everybody knows about that. The second bucket is the compromise bucket. We may not both agree, but we can compromise and come to kind of like a happy medium with that, right? And then there's the deal breaker bucket. Things that just I won't accept or she won't accept. And you have to set those boundaries. Now maybe you can compromise with the mood swings, and we can work on that, and I'll practice some tolerance and some patience with you, because there could be some medical issues or why you are spazzing out. But you, and only you, can decide if adultery and infidelity goes in the deal breaker bucket. Because he can only do what you allow him to do. And after the first time, right, they always say first time, shame on him. Second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time, shame on me, because I'm allowing it to happen.
Wow.
So there's a level of responsibility that you have to, you know, admit to yourself. But again, if he has admitted that he needs some help, that is a start.
Okay.
All right. I thank you for your question.
Thank you.
Welcome. Wow, that was a good show, babe. It looks like, man, we can go on. There's a million more questions, but we have come upon that time where it's time to go. We thank you all. Once again, you have been listening to Complete Chocolate Couples Talk Radio. Tonight's topic has been live, relationship live Q&A with Stephen Anthony King, and we've taken some of the most common questions that come across our plate on a daily basis, and I hope that we were able to, you know, get some people to identify and share some information. And keep in mind, we really just touched the surface. Tina and I, as certified relationship and life coaches, we have curriculums and strategic techniques that will allow people who are going through some of these same similar issues to really get past them if they are both willing to practice and apply what we have. So if you're going through some issues and you're seeking some help, you can contact us at info@completechocolatecouples. And once again, as always, join our Facebook page, Complete Chocolate Couples, the movement, approaching 40,000 members. If you're in the tri-state area and you like to hang out with other like-minded couples, movies, dinners, dancing, jazz clubs, comedy shows, things of that nature, join us on meetup.com/complete-chocolate-couples. Our meetup group has over 300 members, or 300 couples, I should say. Now, we don't all come out at the same time, all right? But the beautiful part about our group is that it's like-minded couples. So it's people looking to fellowship and hang out with other like-minded couples. So if you're the new couple, don't feel shy. Don't feel embarrassed. Don't feel like you won't fit in, because after 20 minutes, I guarantee you, it will feel like we've known each other and you've known everyone there for 10 and 20 years. The vibe is always positive, and it always turns into a therapeutic session, because as we're in a social setting, we always come up with a topic, or somebody will come up with something that they are going through, and you'll find again that everybody's going through it. And not only will we talk about that we've gone through it, but we will share our solutions on how we got past it. So again, that's meetup.com/complete-chocolate-couples. And as always, Blog Talk Radio, we thank you to the listening audience. We've been doing this since August of 2010. Every single episode that we have ever broadcasted is on demand for your listening pleasure. So tune in. blogtalkradio.com/complete-chocolate-couples, and browse through the topics. You'll find that they're interesting, intriguing, insightful, and enlightening. So again, ladies and gentlemen, we will not be on the air next Sunday. Tina and I will be in Atlantic City at the Old School Hip Hop Concert. Public Enemy on deck, here we come. But we will be back the week after. And we thank you all for your support. Good night, and God bless.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, T. I love you, baby.
Bye.